Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Some have said, "You are what you wear." If you are in a clown suit, you probably are a clown. If you're wearing a baseball hat, team jersey, baseball pants, and cleats, you probably are a baseball player. If you are wearing a beautiful white wedding dress, you probably are a bride. You are what you wear. By birth, we needed new spiritual clothes to wear. Why? Because by nature, we are sinful people who are wearing sinful, dirty, greedy clothes. Thankfully, through Jesus, God has given us new spiritual clothes. The prophet Isaiah wrote that, "He has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness." The Lord Himself has given us His garments of salvation. He has dressed us in His robe of righteousness. Righteousness is a word that means perfection. How did He do this? First, Jesus lived a perfect life. He was robed in righteousness. Then, Jesus lovingly made a trade. He dressed us in His perfection and clothed Himself with our sinfulness. Taking our sins on Himself, He suffered the punishment we deserved. By His death, He paid for our sins so that we will never have to. As a result, we can delight greatly in the Lord. Martin Luther put it this way, "In His righteousness I live, not in mine." In the end, who are we? Check out Isaiah's description of our clothes once again. We are saved. We are perfect in God's eyes. We are what we are wearing, beautifully perfect in the pure clothing given to us by God Himself. Dear Jesus, thank you for becoming what you were not, so that I might become what I was not. Give me great joy as I remember who I am through you, one who is clothed in a garment of salvation and arrayed in a robe of righteousness for all time. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.